go ahead and get started. Go ahead. Let's start the meeting. This is the technical meeting for the MPO. Let's go ahead and go around the table and let everybody introduce themselves. So, let's start this way.
Okay.
Craig Lipke with the MPO.
Michelle Lignano with the MPO.
Sean Will and
Matt Schaefer with the MPO.
John Hardy, Westside Room Association.
Engineering Institute of Grandson.
We call 626.
Carrie A. Kitchen with the MPO. And Ross with the MPO.
Jason Moore, with the MPO.
And a president of the MPO.
Joseph Lawler, manager of the Archivist.
Ann Schubert, MPO.
Marley, MPO.
Hey, it's your president, MPO.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started with the agenda. Do we have approval of minutes? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? All right, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Good enough. Move on to old business under project updates.
Under the city government project, COVID-19 road guide, comments on the city assets were received by the consultant and coordination of those revisions. What needs to be done to get the document where it needs to be is on the Longback Avenue road guide, right-of-way activities are underway. Washington Avenue 2nd Street Parish Street area, the environmental document was approved. Vancouver County project, Hepburn Road widening, the water line work on Oak Hill Road is complete. They're still working on the storm water. Page 3, Warren County project, Bell River. Draft historical properties and archaeological reports were complete, and they were distributed to the reviewing agencies. There's a list of the agencies that they have to extend them to, and that's what they've done. So now they're doing it. Warren Trail, Safe Route School project. The design consultant has received notice to proceed. Under NDOT project, U.S. Highway 41641, that's the project that has bridge work on 41 south of I-16 and interchange, and then there's some resurface work associated with it as well. We had several months ago. The project was led and awarded to EMD Inc. for approximately $26.7 million. And that's the last update that I have.
If there are no questions, we'll move on. Richard?
UNDOT is making revisions to the National Highway System Network within the Indiana portion of the MDA. And Evansville MPO and the City of Evansville, Vancouver County, and Y County engineers, we all reviewed their proposed changes and we all agreed with the proposed changes too. So there are three attached maps with the memo. The first one shows the proposed NHS network. The second one shows the existing network, and the third one shows the sections that are being changed. There is one section, the US 51 north of Boonville, the Harmony Road, that's being added, and the rest of them all are being taken off the existing NHS network. And we seek your approval. We have presented the same maps last month too.
Do you have any questions on this? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve? Anyone? All right, do we have a second?
Absolutely.
All right, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion is approved. Let's move on to new business. Matt?
So last month, we had a certification review from the MPO, Federal Highway, and MTA reviewed a variety of things. But one of the suggestions they had was to make some revisions to our Title VI and limited English proficiency plan. In particular, they wanted us to make sure that the complaint procedures and the document itself, the plan, provided information on how they can contact Federal Highway and FTA directly if they would rather make a complaint to them rather than to us, and some other cleaning that we had to do with the assignment. So we made the revisions. This is just informational right now. We're planning on doing it within the next year, and a full update to get new demographic information and new maps. Those are revised and that meets the suggestions that the Highway and FDA had for us. So, are there any questions?
Thank you, Matt. All right, Craig.
First, we have some quick amendments to the current document. The current document covers years 2016 to 2019. The first is a request from Met to add a transit bus purchase. They're adding a purchase again of 125 from fiscal 17. That cost is $433,000. They're utilizing some FTA funds, federal CMAQ funds, as well as a 20% agency match on their bus. The next request is from the City of Evansville to add the next phase of the sign inventory and replacement program, phase 3, at a PE in construction, 2018 CE cost and 2019 construction cost, $76,000 in PE and $829,000 in construction costs. Both of those are using HSIP funds and a local match on both sides. Questions about those?
There's one. All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the fiscal year 2016 and 2019 TIF amendments?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
The next thing that we have here, Michelle, every month we're in here amending the TIF, so the current TIF is a living document, but also every other year we make a more wholesale revision to the TIF, bringing it forward, revising the years that it covers, and kind of cleaning up anything that we don't get on that day-to-day asset management. We're working on that right now. I've been working with our local agencies as well as our state partners on getting a draft of the project covering the fiscal years 18 through 21. It'll be the new TIF program that we will get through the process this year. You see the draft projects listed first, the roadway project. Matt's working on the transit projects for us, but those are a little bit more of a kind of continuing program, so we're not getting as much feedback and revisions on those. So what we want everybody to look at right now are these roadway projects, maybe a little more complex. These are out now. We will have any input and revisions from everybody coming in. Next month in April, we'll have the revised re-induced draft as well as the draft document with the revisions that we're going to make to the document, again, kind of updating things, making sure that that's the current document. The process for that would be draft full document next month, a 30-day public comment period that will take place through that range into May, when we will come back with a final document for adoption in May. Through the public comment period, we will also have some open houses through that in that 30-day comment that will allow you to get feedback from the public as well. So if you have any questions, comments, or clarifications on the project here, I would sure appreciate your input. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, if you can give that to me, that will certainly help me in incorporating any corrections to the draft project that we'll have next month.
Anyone have any questions? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to other business.
I just wanted to make an announcement that parallel to our meeting, our transportation program announcement, the state is doing their state law transportation committee because they're on the EDM side. There's an open house meeting on March 29th. It's been sent to the district office for
to 7. The NDOT folks will be there to talk about their draft list. And if you have any other questions or concerns or anything that you'd like to talk to them about, they'll be there and they'll be able to address it. So that's March 29th, and then the 10th, and 4th, and 7th.
Do we have anything else anybody would like to discuss? Any comments, questions?
Yeah, I'd like to make some. They vacated Harriet Street by Deaconess Hospital, and they still got a light on Columbia Street. How much does it cost to maintain a light as a traffic light in here? And I can't see why that is not included.
Okay.
Well, I can ask, we can ask Brent Schmidt to the city engineer's office, that's the one who's going.
It just makes common sense not to have it there. The other thing is, who controls the signage on the lorry? The state or the city?
It's the state.
I do not see why, all my travels I have seen, other places where you have three lanes, it tells you, tells the big trucks to stay in the right lane, except when turning. And at times, when you get out there from Wabash to St. Joe, there's three trucks wide, and you can't get around, they tie up traffic. I don't know why we can't have the signage on the lorry that says, you hire me, you want to work it, you know, trust for so many wheels, keep right. And it would greatly enhance the traffic flow, I think.
Yeah, Sean's taking notes on that, it's an ongoing problem, and I don't think we ever gonna solve that issue because the enforcement is practically impossible. It becomes the driver's kindness, I guess.
Yeah, when you have the signs up, I kind of want the places.
Right, they can do the sign, but it becomes if they want to follow that.
Right. Most of them want to obey the traffic and the signs, and they did get over. I have seen it works. Mm-hmm. It does work. I've seen it come to places. And that's the whole point there is there's a lot of congestion on the law back there on the side, and when you have three trucks across, it's a problem.
Okay. That's always been like that.
I love it. Yeah. If it's always been like that, there's no sign that can't change it.
Yeah, well, what if the trucks being on the lane thing wanted to be always been like that? I don't know what they can do. If the sign can fix it, sure, but I pretty much doubt if the sign can do anything. But that's obviously the one we're going to have to sign up.
Anything else from anybody? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?